triumph in crisis isn't a lack of fear and uncertainty. And success isn't perfect execution or endless optimism. It's the ability to feel depleted and to feel empty and to stand up and fight anyways. It's choosing to get up. It's choosing to put one foot in front of the other, and it's choosing to lift those who falter and to rise with them. Welcome to the Conquering Chaos podcast. I'm Erinie Hooley, executive coach, speaker, and serial entrepreneur, as well as mother of six. And this is the ultimate hangout where I share all the juicy details behind building two multi-million dollar e-commerce businesses, Bailey's Blossoms and Peyton Bree. If you're looking to launch yourself to the next level in your personal and professional growth journey, you're in the right place. Grab a pen and paper because we're about to redefine what success looks like. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Conquering Chaos podcast. What a crazy time to be alive right now. I can honestly say that even just a few short weeks ago, I never anticipated that I would wake up and see what it is that we see today. On every news channel and every social media outlet and pretty much every website that I navigate to, there is some type of mention or message in regards to the fears and anxieties surrounding COVID-19. And I'm not sure about you, but I am a complete social sponge. And I soak up the weight of my friends and my family, my colleagues, and pretty much everybody around me. I soak it all in and I have a hard time shaking it. Now, on an earlier podcast episode, I made reference to my passing through a really difficult time this past year where I felt emotionally numb. And now as I go to these social media platforms and I intake all of the information, I feel like a lot of people are emotionally numb right now. It's changing the behaviors of the masses. The burdens and the current realities of the nation and the world are so heavy that so many of us just want to go back to bed. It's too much to digest, so therefore it's easier to not digest at all. And as I've been thinking on this, I considered getting on here and giving a typical brouhaha, you can do it, pick yourself up by the bootstraps message. But there's something I feel is more important that not enough of us are talking about. Now, I'm a naturally optimistic person. I'm filled with faith and with hope, and I'm all about putting my head down and running full speed ahead. But no matter how competent you are or you feel you are, or how many blessings you have or you can acknowledge that you have, each and every one of us has moments where we just need to break apart and fall down for just a moment. And you know what? That is perfectly okay. It's important that you know that even those who are shouting from the rooftops that we're going to survive this and just keep swimming, they too are having those moments. We're also dealing with the same realities of not wanting to get out of bed some mornings and not knowing how to swallow the harsh realities staring us in the face. We had to lay off a few members of our team last week. We had to cut hours and pay for everyone else just to help us weather the storm. On top of that, I have 6 children who are home with a compiled total of 28 school teachers who are now emailing my husband and I homework assignments that need to be completed each week. And then in addition, I'm stuck at home trying not to go out of my mind. It's not exactly rainbows and unicorns. And you know what? That is okay. This is not a pass or fail exercise, friends. Every day is going to be different. Getting through the complex struggles and trials of our lives isn't about our ability to not feel stress or pain. It's about our ability to feel all of it and choose to press on anyways and choose to get up out of bed anyways. We can't rationalize ourselves out of suffering. We can't compare and rank our situation to others in order to determine if we are allowed to be upset or sad or disappointed or stressed. Does it help provide perspective? Sure, But perspective doesn't strip us of the need to address the emotional turmoil within ourselves. It doesn't make our own stresses obsolete. I think so many times in an attempt to give ourselves perspective, we degrade our ability and our right and even our worthiness to be upset and disappointed, like we're somehow not allowed to complain because someone else has it worse than us. But stress doesn't work that way. And here's the danger in that. When we don't address our emotions, when we don't give them a name and allow ourselves to process through them completely, those stresses and those anxieties come out in other ways. Our immune system is crippled. We become emotional, irrational, fear-driven, anxious, or just frustrated and angry. You guys, weddings are being postponed. Babies are being born without the physical support of loved ones being able to be present. I can't even imagine what that must be like. I saw a picture of a man holding up a sign for his 67th anniversary. This little old man holding up this sign outside the window of his wife's nursing home because he wasn't allowed to go in. It seriously broke my heart. We need to be able to grieve what is lost. This is my gentle plea that you give yourself a little grace. And if you need to put on a sad song or a sad movie and sob your eyes out, that you go ahead and you allow yourself to do that. Allow yourself to process through all of the crap in any way that you see fit, and then step outside. Get some fresh air. Limit your social intake. Limit your intake of the news. Get the bullet point essentials and get off. And above all else, take care of yourself. Why is it, at least for me, and I can't be alone in this, why is it that in times of stress, when I need to take care of myself most, that's the thing that falls by the wayside first? I don't get enough sleep. I stop exercising, I eat all the crappy food, tons of sugar, which causes additional emotional peaks and falls. I mean, it's a hot mess. Triumph in crisis isn't a lack of fear and uncertainty. And success isn't perfect execution or endless optimism, thank goodness. It's the ability to feel depleted and to feel empty and to stand up and fight anyways. It's choosing to get up. It's choosing to put one foot in front of the other, and it's choosing to lift those who falter and to rise with them. You're disappointed. And you know what? So am I. And that's okay. Are we going to overcome this? Yeah, we're going to overcome this. I am absolutely certain of that, but my knowledge of that truth does not take away the periodic pains that shoot through me. And that's okay, because I'm going to get up and I'm going to fight again tomorrow. If I can leave you with one image in your mind, it's this. When the heavens weep, they cast rainbows. And so can you. And so can I. Allow yourself to weep and then turn it into something beautiful. Give yourself a little grace. If any of you need a little bit of help, if you just need to talk to someone, you can email me at hello@erinehooley.com. I'm here for you. I'm praying for you. I hope that this finds you safe and well. And I thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for joining me today on the Conquering Chaos podcast. I'd love to know what you thought of this episode, so take a quick screenshot and tag me on social at Erin E. Hooley or leave me a review so I can share the love. Thanks again. I hope you're leaving feeling empowered to get out there and conquer some chaos.